boy talk. It's time for the broadcast.
I love that we all start just dancing. We got moves, girl.
We're dancing on the broadcast.
This is like this is my like white girl twerk.
Back it up, back it up.
Where's Sarah when you need her?
I know, she could twerk us all out the building.
Mm-hmm. Well, welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I am Vicky B. Over there is Taryn doing her white girl twerk.
Oh, yeah.
And over here looking very uncomfortable is Kiana.
Hello.
It's not just a white girl twerk. It's like the whitest girl twerk.
It's a good twerk.
It's all right. I'm working on it.
I love it. How could people get a hold of us if they want to?
If you want to call the broadcast, we have a phone number, 253-271-9343. You can send us an email, thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
We've got Facebooks and the Twitters. The Broadcast.
We're everywhere.
Yeah. Find us. We will be doing, I know we talked about it a few podcasts back, we will be doing our Get Down song, our Having Sex kind of song, and playing it for you. We'll have maybe a few special guests on the next podcast. We'll be doing that, so tune in for the next one.
Oh yeah.
And send us in, actually, we would like to hear what song you like to get down and heavy to.
There's always a handful of good ones out there.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I want to hear your most embarrassing ones too. It's I don't know who's a Bryan Adams. I don't know who's
some Casey and JoJo. Yeah,
something. I don't know. So tell us. We did. It's Monday, and I heard you had quite an interesting weekend there, Taryn.
I had a great weekend. First of all, it was packed full of all sorts of great people and shenanigans. But the amount of alcohol that I consumed was kind of embarrassing.
Awesome.
And Friday night, I met up with some people to do karaoke at the AFK
nice.
Tavern in Everett, which I learned means away from keyboard.
Away from keyboard.
And then people were playing that game, Catan?
Catan, Settles
yes.
Catan.
Yes. So I was like, wait, is this the one with Brick? And they were like, yes.
Oh, you should have. I own it.
Yes. And so I was like, I need to learn this game. But anyway, there was a lot of board gaming happening. And then they also have karaoke on the bar side. So the group of us threw down some great tracks. I mean, our friend Josh did Bare Naked Ladies 1 week.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
Chinese chicken.
Yeah,
the drumstick.
He just murdered the song.
Oh,
everyone was like, what was
How
that?
Funny.
Like, he just did so well. I sang some, what did I do? I did Tribute by Tenacious D.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I did Hook by Blues Traveler. Which is the one, it's the one where at the very end, it's the rap, it's kind of like a little rappy rap that he does. So it goes pretty fast. Mm-hmm. I was white girl rapping. A white guy is the lead singer, and I was white girl rapping the white guy rap.
I like it.
Yeah, it was awesome. But the thing is, I met some rockaholics there. I was wearing my blue and green rock shirt, and I think it kind of gave away my identity. And so I ended up hanging out these really great people from like Arlington, Everett, and Marysville, and the shots started flying around.
Uh-oh.
And so the one that did me in was the Rumplements.
Ooh.
It was the last shot of the night. It was Rumplements. And Brad, my boyfriend.
Just hearing that. Just
yeah, I know.
It was just like. Like, it was horrible.
Everyone,
it was horrible. And so at that point, I'm like, we need to leave now. So I said my goodbyes, and we got in the car, and Brad was like, I'm starving. I'm going to McDonald's. I was like, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I'll probably get something, too. And then the spin started happening.
Yeah.
As we're, like, in the McDonald's drive-thru.
Oh.
And the McDonald's that we were at, for whatever reason, took like 15 minutes.
Of course.
It was ridiculous.
Well,
was
it's
like,
probably towards the end of the night. Everyone's thinking the same thing.
Everyone's hammered and wants food. So we're waiting for our food. We finally get it. We drive all the way home. And Brad is like, he didn't even pull out his food to eat it because he was like, I need to be prepared to pull over if she's going to get sick. Because that's how bad it was. So we did get home. I did get sick. And didn't touch my McDonald's. And drunk Taryn puts my McDonald's in the refrigerator.
Oh.
And then hungover Taryn wakes up in the morning and heats it up and eats it.
Oh.
So I decided that was my rock bottom, was reheating my McDonald's.
Oh, it's okay. I wasn't hungover, and I reheated some Taco Bell the other day.
Hell yeah!
So I was like, all right. Because I always end up getting like the tacos, the Supreme tacos, but then that never feels like it's enough when I just get those.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to get a Crunchwrap Supreme.
Oh, hell yes.
Yeah. But every time I don't order the Crunchwrap Supreme, I want it and I need it and I'm still hungry. But when I do, I never have room for it.
Yeah.
It's just the way of the world.
It's a struggle. The struggle is real.
The law of the land.
These are some first world problems.
Taco Bell and McDonald's.
So I ate it the next morning and put some of my green Tabasco on there. It was pretty decent.
I love Taco Bell. Like, I know some people give Taco Bell a rough time
or they
call it Taco Hell. I love Taco Bell. I'm a big fan.
Big fan
of the McDonald's chicken nuggets, which
Same
is what
here.
I
Those
had
are my
on,
favorites.
I had on Saturday morning at 10 a.m. And then Brad was like, do you want me to make you breakfast? I was like, well, I just threw down 6 nugs and a large fry, so I'm probably good on the bacon and eggs.
Side note, I read this on the internet, so take it with a grain of salt. But I heard that if you know you're going to throw up, eat some vanilla ice cream. What? You will still throw up, but it's not going to burn so bad.
Oh my God, that's genius.
Okay. So that way it's more like, okay, just.
So I should have gone through McDonald's and gotten a cone.
Or a McFlurry or something. Oh. I mean, I feel like maybe the chunks of the McFlurry would get kind of caught in your throat. So something smooth.
Like just, an M&M in there. Like,
just eat the lot of ice cream.
On the way up. That's a really smart idea.
I don't know. It makes sense. Like, have you ever thrown up anything dairy?
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't hurt so bad.
Yeah. Well, then, so Saturday morning.
This is a very sexy talk, by the way.
Totally. And Saturday morning after the hangover and everything, and you know, there's great college football on, and I'm dying inside. Mm-hmm. And so Brad just starts bringing me mimosas because he knows, he's like, just give her a little hair of the dog, she'll be fine. So I drank a bottle of champagne. And then we went and met up with some friends, and I had a couple IPAs throughout the day just to kind of, you know, I'm trying to rebalance my life. And then we went out, and then I felt great. And then we went out to see a couple bands play on Saturday night. I don't know if you guys have ever been to the Merkwood in Arlington.
Mm-mm.
That's where I ran into Lachelle.
Oh, she's been on the podcast before.
Yes,
yeah.
Lachelle, de-evolutionary, amazing photographer, most cool, like, conceptual artist I think I have ever seen photos from. She's awesome. I just grabbed her. I saw her, and I just go, de-evolutionary! And she was like, hi, who the hell are you? And I'm like, hi, I'm Taryn. I'm friends with Vicky and Mary St. Sin, and I love your work. She was there celebrating, I think, her birthday?
Yeah, her second. Yeah. Like, she had a party last week, but it was during the week.
Yes.
And then she had another party.
Yes. And so that was, I ran into her there. And so we chit-chatted. We became Facebook friends. I was very excited. And there was two bands playing, Woodshed.
Yep. She's really good friends with them.
Yes. And they were killer. I mean, they might be my new favorite local band. Three-piece kind of like stoner metal.
Oh, cool.
That's what I would call it. Stoner metal. I love stoner metal, you know. And then the Scoblins, which is a ska band called the Scoblins.
That's kind of cute.
They played too. So it was like really cool rock music and then great like dance music. So it was a nice combo. In preparation for Tequila and Taco Fest, I did some tequila shots that night.
Nice.
So yeah, I kind of did a little bit of everything. Rumblemans, tequila, IPA, vodka, champagne. So yeah, it was, I actually feel great today. Surprisingly. Sometimes it takes me a few days to like recover from a weekend.
You seem actually pretty.
Yeah, you look
pretty chipper.
Chipper?
Yep, that's exactly what I was going to say. You seem chipper. You seem
awake. Makeup on, that's good.
Well, I was going to drink this weekend, but Friday, I don't remember what I did Friday. Oh, I went to my parents' house because my car's not working, so I had to take it to my mechanic buddy and ended up just staying in Lake Stevens. It was 9:30, and I'm like, okay, I'm out. I'm going to bed. I stayed in Lake Stevens, came back, and then was my friend, Tori. I was her wedding date to a wedding in Yakima.
Fun.
So it was a road trip, so we sat there and gossiped for 3 hours on our way to Yakima, and you know, it was a good time, and it was at a winery, so I'm like, I'm going to get drunk. But the first glass of wine, sometimes wine doesn't agree with me, so I get that headache, that mild headache beforehand. It was kind of warm, too, so I'm like, ugh, I'm not going to be able to drink. So I didn't, but we made still have a good time, and I drank the next day during the Seahawks game. That was
nice.
Oh, Long Island iced teas.
Oh, my God. You're a brave girl.
I'm getting old. Like, I think you can do one.
Yeah.
Maybe two. But I don't even remember if I had two or three. Because I think I had three. But then when I was talking to my buddy Sage, who will hopefully be on the podcast sometime in the near future, you know, she's just like, I thought you had two. I'm like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that I don't know is kind of bad.
Now, were you guys mixing your own Long Islands? Or
no,
was
we were at a bar.
At a bar? Oh, okay,
yeah.
Cool. Which bar were you at?
We were at the North Star where we actually celebrated my birthday.
That's a good little spot.
We went to, like, Greenwood got, like, I didn't get back. I had a baby shower yesterday morning, so I had to go all the way from Yelm back, and I got there right before the game started.
Yelm was where the baby shower was?
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, actually, Roy, technically.
Yeah.
But still.
It's way
deep.
Out there.
Deep.
I didn't even have reception. I had to, like, stand around. I'm like, I'm trying to send a text. I can't see nothing. So every bar we went to was just packed. We went to the Angry Beaver, and that was packed. There's nowhere for us to sit. Went to the new Lodge. It's on Greenwood. I haven't been on there, but I could just
open. Oh, yeah. That's the same as the ones up in Mukilteo,
yes.
Right? Yep, that's right.
Oh, I have been to one. I was like, okay, that sounds familiar. I've been to the one in Mukilteo.
Nice.
So I haven't been to the one in Greenwood yet, and so everywhere we went, it was just super packed. So we found a spot in the back of the North Star, the Shanghai Room, or whatever they are calling it. So
oh, man.
We watched the game from there.
Disappointing end.
Yeah.
But it was, you know what? People are like freaking out, especially the Hawks haters are like, oh, yeah, you guys suck. It's like, we don't suck.
No.
They were both really good games.
Yeah.
Like, two road games
and two of the hardest teams we're probably going to face this season.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, Detroit, we've always had that issue with them. And the Packers at home.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, it's Aaron Rodgers.
They have some pretty loyal fans.
Yeah, my cousins live in St. Louis, so they're very much into trash talking whenever we play the Rams. So that was brutal the first week, just from family. And then last night's game, though, I mean, the fact that we held the Packers to 10 at the first half was pretty amazing. I mean, only allowing the Packers to score 10 points at home at Lambeau for them. I mean, I thought that was an awesome feat for the Hawks. We got some issues to work out, but there's no reason to panic.
It's the beginning of the year, you know. There's just, you got to work it off. And like even BJ, like one of the things he says, it's like the first four games still feel preseason. They're trying to shake it all off.
Yep, totally. And Marshawn Lynch is just, you know, he's having the toughest time, one of the toughest times of all. I think he only had like 40 yards yesterday or something like that.
No, he didn't.
Which isn't a lot for him.
No.
And he had a turnover and he dropped that one pass that was like, oh.
Yeah, that little handoff right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was ugly.
But Luke Wilson had that awesome one-handed catch.
Luke Wilson's catch was like probably my play of the game, I would say. That was amazing. And he's going to be joining you guys every Tuesday.
Yep, on Tuesdays, except for, you know, away games on those times. But tune in 9:15 on the morning show. BJ and Migs.
Beautiful, too. I could just stare at him.
He has such pretty hair. That's what pisses me off. I was standing there looking at his hair. I'm like, God damn it. Does he condition? Is it a deep conditioner? What does he do? A hair mask?
I bleach mine so much that mine is just destroyed. And so I think that probably because he's got like beautiful virgin hair, that's a big help.
Probably.
Yeah,
that's probably.
No, my, like Melissa, who's also on the podcast, her boyfriend, who I call Thor, has like, he'll just put his hair, like he'll get out of the shower. And I've seen, because I used to live with them. So he'd come out of the shower, his hair was all wet, and just kind of sit on the couch and play games. And at one point, would do the man bun. And then when it's all dry, he'll take the hair tie out. And he has this beautiful wave curl at the end of it. Stuff that you need, like, a big, like, wand, a tool to, like, curl your hair to get those, like, nice, bouncy waves. Nothing in his hair but, like, just shampoo.
That's so
maybe conditioner. And it's just so pretty. It is so stupid. I hate you, Colin.
I know. Well, that's also like watching. Brad got annoyed with me during the game last night because I kept talking about Clay Matthews.
Oh, I know.
Because he is a great god. He's my Viking love.
He just stands on the sideline like flipping his hair back and forth.
And I'm not even really attracted to his face very much. But, you know, obviously his body is amazing. And his hair is glorious. And so I'm like in love with his hair, I think. And Brad's like, he's like, well, the food came. We ordered food. And he was like, thank God. Then he'll stop talking about Clay Matthews. Start eating some nachos. So I just couldn't stop talking about Clay Matthews.
But it's like, it's funny how, like, I don't know, for me, when I see a guy with a man bun, especially from behind, I'm like, you're automatically super hot. And like, sometimes they'll turn their face over. I'm like, if you were to cut your hair, you might be a 6 or 7 with that man bun. You're like an 8 or 9, buddy.
Just a couple extra points right there.
See, and I'm a big fan of like the Hessians with like long curly hair with like grungy beards. Like I like that kind of long hair too.
See, I like the scruff. Like, I like some beard, but when it gets like very Santa Clausy, I'm just like, I can't find your face.
Yeah.
I want to make out with face, not mouth, or what, not hair.
Yeah. Brad's got a little bit of like a lumberjack thing going right now, which is great. Mm-hmm. I would prefer if you would grow it out to like Ted Smith's length of beard. Because I like some bush in my beard.
Does that sound really bad?
I like some bush in my beard. But anyway, anytime Brad trims it, I'm like, no.
It's like my little brother. I got to post a picture of him sometime. He's so funny because sometimes he'll shave his face and then he'll grow his hair out. And his hair doesn't grow long. It just grows big.
Yeah.
He doesn't have, technically his hair isn't curly, but it is fro-y like.
It's fluffy.
It's just very fluffy and it just grows out. And I, like, poor him, he could never grow it out to be long like all the other guys, like in school.
Yeah.
Like my dad had the same problem. He's like, I really wanted long hair and it never grew. I'm like, well, sucks for you.
Yeah.
But then when he like shaves like his face and he's just like this big poof, he looks like a weird light bulb. He'll shave his hair down. He looks so baby faced. I'm like, you cannot shave your face all the way because you look like you're 12.
Oh.
My brother is a very young looking boy as well.
Yeah.
He's a man. I mean, he's 20. How old is he? 25? How old are you?
I'm 26.
He's 26. So when he started trying to grow his beard, though, it was like very patchy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Nolan, I don't know if you can pull that off, man. But now it's finally, like, it's filled in a little bit more, but it's like he just couldn't win. It's like if he shaves it all off, he looks too young. When it's, you know, when he tries to grow it out and it's patchy, it looks
My brother's the same way. He's about the same age. He's 24. Same thing. When he first tried to do it, I'm like, oh,
really trying,
no.
Man.
I'm like,
here's the tip. Like, I mean, this is what girls do if you have, like, patchy eyebrows. You take a little bit of eyeshadow, mm-hmm. just color them in. Just do it a little
bit. I don't know how that work with your whole face, though.
Just, I know.
There's an advertisement for, like, a beard filler.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Where you like comb it in and it's like makes your beard look thicker or something.
Almost like mascara
that.
For a beard.
Yeah. So it's something that will fill in your beard and make it look like you
but
have
But make
a
sure
beard.
You get the same color as your actual, yeah, know. You know, that'd be a little weird. I don't know, Kiana, are you pro or con for beards? What do you think?
I like beards. I just don't like the super big ones.
Okay.
It's just too much. Like, I don't want to have to go like this or anything like that.
Just like climb, yeah.
Opening
like into a bush.
Yeah, exactly.
How about hair? What's the sexiest hairstyle?
I like long. I like both. Frankly, I do like the long. I like the man bun right now.
Yeah,
I am feeling that.
The man bun and then like the shaved sides.
Oh,
or
yeah.
The undercut. Oh.
Yeah,
especially when it's like
a little bit longer on top.
Okay, so my ex-boyfriend, when we were dating towards the end of it, he started doing that right at the beginning of this phenomenon a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was the sexiest thing ever.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
I saw him, like, you know, you run into him, we go to the concerts and stuff, and he grew it out. So his hair's super long and his hair is really thick. So now it just looks hobo-esque.
Oh.
He just kind of looks like a weird hobo. And I'm just like, just trim that up a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Like just short, you know, a little shorter. And I think it'll look a little neater, nicer. But, you
Add
know,
some layers to it.
To each their own, you know,
oh, yeah.
whatever. But I'm like, you were hotter when you were dating me. Just saying.
No. You made him look good.
Right? Mm-hmm. Well, it's like I had took a picture and sent it to my girlfriend. She's like, oh, that, what? I remember him being hot. What happened?
What happened there? For
anywho.
Shame.
Sorry, buddy, if you're listening to this. I don't really care. Sorry.
No, you're not.
Sorry, not sorry.
Right. One thing I did notice is now that we're at that age where everyone is getting married
mm-hmm.
and having babies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I went to the wedding and I went to a baby shower this weekend. So, in my mind, I'm just like, freaking everything is just
all you
colliding.
Needed is an engagement party and you would have had the trifecta for the weekend.
Right. Oh, my mom, like, and I were talking about, like, on the way back from the bridal or the baby shower. It's just like, oh, this is what I would like for, you know, we started talking about baby names and she's trashing every single baby name I came up
Aww.
With. It's funny because she's giving them, like, you know, like the Bart Fart, or if you know, Kevin Smevin or Smelly.
Yeah,
you know,
like the
Icky Vicky, you know, that kind of a thing.
Yeah. Icky Vicky.
But she's doing it in Spanish. I'm just like, Mom, damn it. She's like, you need to give your kids names I can pronounce.
She's already teasing your unborn children.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't even have a husband yet or a boyfriend, you know. But that's just, I thought that was hilarious. So, but I realized, like, when you do go to these things, that's like all you start to think about. And then you kind of,
oh, yeah.
I feel kind of bad.
Even,
I'm like, I am that girl.
I mean, Brad doesn't do the Facebook thing. I obviously do. Mm-hmm. And he listens to me bitch constantly about every time I sign into Facebook. It's like, so-and-so's engaged, so-and-so's married,
yes.
da-da-da-da. It's like,
right,
oh, my God, like, somebody's having their third child, and I don't even have one. What
yeah.
the hell?
No, like, one girl, like, I met her last year-ish, and she's been, like, she was single when I met her, and then a couple months later, I had a boyfriend, and she just got engaged yesterday.
Oh, my Jeez. Gosh.
So yeah. I'm just like...
Too fast.
I'm like, ah!
And you know what? It's one of those things, like, I'm really fine with the way my life is going. I'm not upset that I'm not.
Yeah.
But it's just like, it gets just smashed in your face all the time because we're at
like,
that age.
You know you want that in the future. It'd be nice to have all these things. But it's like, you kind of feel that pressure. Like, your clock's ticking. You're almost 30. And then when you're 30, you know, it's just like,
I know. Now I'm 30 and I'm like,
yeah.
Is the well running dry?
I
don't know. Oh, Lordy. But congratulations to all of you that are getting married and having babies.
And you can F off.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. But let's move on a little bit. I found this list and all right. Top 10 trends loved by women, hated by men.
I love this.
Okay. And I think maybe afterwards we can talk about things that guys love that we're just like, no, sweetie,
yeah.
no. Floppy hats is first one on this list. You know, women love how big floppy hats make them look and feel glamorous like movie stars. Men have to put up with the hat getting in the way of the arm around the shoulder or giving the gal a kiss on the cheek. Plus, they kind of remind dudes of their grandmas working in the gardens. I have a big floppy hat. I wear it on occasion, but, like, I kind of feel bad because I've only worn it once.
Yeah, you know,
but they're...
I don't, they just don't look good on me, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know some women that wear them and they're like so sexy
and glamorous.
Yes. Like, very glamorous.
The ones that wear like the long dresses and
yes. Yeah. And I just, I can't pull it off.
I can't pull them off either. I don't think I've never even worn one.
I think you come over to my house. I'll make you guys put them on. I have one.
I borrowed one once. And my sister has a great like summer hat collection, which is a little bit different than a floppy hat. But she's got these great almost like Kentucky Derby style hats.
Yeah. Oh,
and she actually wears them a lot. And she's, you know, a pint-sized adorable little bitch.
She could pull it off.
Yeah. And so I borrowed one of hers one time for a, we actually did a Kentucky Derby themed baby shower.
Ooh.
Is that what it was? No, bridal shower. And I wore, and it actually made me feel like, like I was going to high tea or something, but it really was not my style at all.
Yeah.
It was.
You feel like you're wearing a costume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun, but it was just for one day.
Yeah. You have to wear it in certain places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not an everyday thing.
Next one on the list is acrylic nails. Girls love to have long nails. They feel more feminine. While guys may love the long natural nails are great for back scratching and opening up tiny things, they make some feel like they're dating Cruella de Vil. And I think they're referring to the really long
ones.
I mean, I haven't done like super, super long, but I like the stiletto style, like the pointed nails. I don't have any on right now, but for months and months and months and months, that's what I had. And the back scratch thing, Brad was all, every single night, scratch my back. So,
yeah,
I mean, and I think that mine, I always like, I always have nails that are really obnoxious and bright or crazy, so I probably fall into that annoying category.
I've tried putting on fake nails once, like just the ones you buy at the packages at the store, and it was driving me insane. Like my nails felt heavy, they kind of hurt, and I'm just like, how am I supposed to go to the bathroom with these goddamn things?
It takes some getting used to, that's for sure. And I mean, I've had acrylics probably the majority of my life for the last 12 or 13 years.
I've never even had them before.
Yeah.
I've never had them done.
See, I like getting your like manicures, even shellac. Those are cool. Like get your hand massaged, get some nice. But next one, I don't think any of us are guilty of this, but bright lipstick.
I can't pull off bright lipstick. And you know what else sucks about bright lipstick? When you wear red, it makes your teeth look less white. Have you ever noticed that?
I thought red makes your teeth look whiter.
Well, maybe it just depends on the
kind. Tone.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like I have pretty white teeth, but there's times where I get really self-conscious when I put on lipstick because it makes my teeth look less bright.
I don't know.
It takes away from, I don't know.
I feel like if you're, the trend is right now, like you get the really neon-y pinks or closer to the neon, or I like even the dark colors, I think those are cool and I think those will look a little better, like the dark reds, the plums.
Yeah.
Even black is kind of a trend right now. But when you're wearing like the bright pink and peaches, it just looks very childish to me.
It looks tacky.
And it's like, I get it. And this guy's like, guys dislike it for one simple reason. Bright lipstick gets on everything. Guys hate lipstick almost as much as girls hate trying to get it on without smudging it.
Yeah.
Next one is heavy eye makeup. Some girls love the way thick eyeliner enhances their eye color and shape. Unfortunately, heavy eye makeup has a bad reputation. Guys tend to associate it with clowns and ladies of the night. I don't know.
If I'm going out, I like to darken up the eyes a little bit, get a little smoky eye going. But I actually have really stopped wearing eyeliner over the last several months.
Mm-hmm.
I've completely stopped, unless I'm going out for like some big thing. And I kind of like having a more natural look right now.
Yeah. No, for me, I always date gothy guys, so I think they don't really care.
Yeah.
But I don't wear makeup during the day. I don't, like...
But you also have, like, you have those eyes where, like, right now, I don't know if you're wearing any makeup, but I'm also wearing
the fake lashes right now.
Yeah.
So that helps.
You look like you're like, ready to go. Like, you're lucky in that sense.
Well, I'm also going to compliment the fake eyelashes that I'm wearing right now because I got them. I was guinea pig for someone to try them, to put them on me.
Yeah.
So they kind of, they do help make it look like I'm wearing eyeliner when I'm not.
Yes. You look gorgeous, dear.
Well, thank you. Next one on the list, high-waisted jeans. High-waisted jeans and shorts make guys feel like they're looking at a younger version of their mom or grandma, no matter how hot a girl looks in them. It's pretty hard to shake that kind of imagery.
Yeah.
Mm. I have a pair of high-waisted shorts, and they're comfortable, but I don't wear them as high-waisted shorts. I'll put a shirt over it so you can't tell.
Yeah. And I kind of like, I do the same thing. I have a pair of Black Panther high-waisted, but I wear shirts over them, and it hides your muffin top. It's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, like the low rider jeans. It's just like, nope, that you're having a bloated day. You're going to get that nice muffin top. Nobody
wants
that.
Those are the worst, yeah.
Next one on the list, teased hair.
I tease mine when it's dirty because if I don't wash it and I sleep on it weird, it might end up with like a weird part in a or a cowlick. And so I'll tease it just to be able to like hide that spot.
Yeah.
But I'm not teasing it to look like, you know.
You know, 80s style.
Yeah, it's not like a bouffant or anything
like that.
You're teasing it. I like to make a little bump sometimes too on my bangs.
Well, I think that's different.
Because it exposes my face.
I think they're referring to like the all over.
Yeah, the actual like. The all over like.
It's like to guys, teased hair looks and feels messy and gross. It's hard to run your fingers through a girl's hair when it has purposely placed tangles, mess in the way. So you can't do the.
Yeah.
Which I get. Sometimes it happens.
Yeah.
Dark eyebrows. On the list, like people have been doing, the trend is right now is to like, just kind of coloring them in with like your eyeshadow, but they're really dark and bold, and you can tell they're coloring them in. There's like a natural way to do it, but they feel like it might be a little too intense, and again, kind of see it as a clownish way to go.
When I have, because I'm a ginger, super, super light eyebrows, so I do fill mine in a little bit, and I've experimented over the last couple of years with different colors, and at one point, I think I went a little dark. And I noticed it, and I corrected it.
Good.
So now I'm doing more of a natural blonde.
It looks
rather
good
than
now, yeah.
Well, thank you. Because if I don't fill them in, I have, like, nothing. I have, like, a bald patch on
Mine get kind of weird, too. Mine get really light, especially in the summertime.
In the summertime,
my hair bleaches out. Really, like, this isn't my natural hair color, but it bleaches out so much.
It's
sometimes
pretty
it looks
dark
like
brown
I have
right
no
now.
Yeah. Eyebrows. And
so I'm the same
weird.
Way. I just need them to kind of frame my eyes a little bit, or else my eyes just get lost.
Every time I have friends who are in the makeup biz or needed me, like, hey, I need a model for my makeup test, or I'm doing, you know, I'm trying to get a job, so I need somebody to sit in to do makeup on. Mm-hmm. And every single time I get my makeup done by professionals, they feel like, oh my God, I love your eyebrows. Let's make them darker.
Yeah.
Like, but they're black and already so prominent.
Do have good brows. So you have good shape.
I used to overpluck them. Like, I called them my crack core eyebrows back in high school.
Oh, yeah. I totally did that, too.
Super thin, like line thin. And I never drew them on. I just made them that thin. And they grew back. I let them grow back.
Yeah.
So now they're very, like, Chewbacca-esque. But that's the style, so I'm okay with this.
I've grown mine out a little bit, too. I mean, they're still not super. I've never just had a lot of hair there anyway because of the gingeriness of my face. But I am trying to keep them a little bit thicker because I think it looks nice. I think it's sexy.
Yeah. I hope this is the style for a while because it's just less maintenance.
I don't have to pluck.
I'm plucking like a quarter of the amount that I used to. It's so nice.
Next on the list is peplum. It's like the little dresses that kind of have shirts or skirts that kind of have like that little poof. Trying to think of a good example.
Oh, the very unflattering ones.
There's a skirt one where like you, it's like a tight skirt, but then it has like a little, almost like a
little ruffle.
A little ruffle around the edge. But they have shirts that kind of do the same thing. The reason guys don't like it is because it kind of looks like maternity clothing because it poofs out. Which I get it.
I can see that.
I'm not a big fan. It's hard depending on your style. You need to be. I think it's meant for like really thin gals because it gives them a curve.
Yeah.
Gives them more curves.
Yeah, I don't think I could do. I don't have anything like that.
No, I don't wear them. I have a couple girlfriends who rock it, and I'm just.
I think both my sisters pull that stuff off.
Yeah. No. Next, pointed shoes. The pointy shoes makes guys think of the girl, like think of the Wicked Witch of the West.
They're like. Like pointed,
like the high heel.
Yeah, like the pointed too. Yeah.
Okay. Those were really popular when I was in college. I don't see that as much anymore.
It's all about the peep-toed shoes right now, I feel.
I don't wear those either.
Yeah.
I'm like, is it boot day? Yes, it's boot day.
Is it sneakers? Converse day? I'm wearing my Converse.
I'm like Vans, boots, and flip-flops.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I got too.
Yeah. And slippers.
And I got some flats.
I wear like they're Uggs, or I use the knockoff Uggs, just because they're cozy as hell. They're ugly, but they're cozy as hell.
Oh, they're comfy.
Comfort. Gotta go with comfort.
Man. The next one on the list is super high heels. Super high heels not only make a girl taller than a guy, which they tend to dislike, but guys also don't want to hear a girl complain about how their feet are hurting when there is an obvious reason why.
Well, not only that, but high heels will mess your back the hell up.
Yeah.
Like, if you go to any doctor, chiropractor, whatever, they'll tell you, like, and I remember one time back in the day walking into my chiropractor with heels on, and he was like, Taryn. He scolded me. He was very upset. He's like, you don't even know what that does to your spine. It's really bad. And we need to take care of our bodies.
Yeah.
Because we break down, you know, fast anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Never getting any younger, only getting older, only getting one day closer to death every day.
Yeah.
So you might as well preserve.
Thank you for
I know, right?
I was like, we're here
really,
for your motivational
really happy.
Speech.
Morbid. But yeah, you know, you got to take care of your spine alignment, and heels will mess that up.
Ugh. Yeah. No, I only wear heels for special occasions, and even then I got 2 hours and I'm done.
Yeah.
If that.
I'm totally with you. One of my sisters lives in high heels, and some of hers are like, you know, 5-6 inches, and I'm like, there's no way. I would literally cry. I'd just be crying.
No, I have friends, we go out to the clubs. I'm like, yeah, you look great, you look sexy. And they're like, what shoes are you wearing? I'm like, I'm wearing my flats. Like, I have 2 or 3 pairs of high heels, and I, you know,
Oh, yeah.
We wear them occasionally.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to wear your heels? I'm like, no, because we're going to go dancing. or we're going to walk around, you know, Capitol Hill. I'm not going to sit there. And there's times where they're just sitting there kind of crying. I'm like, okay, fine, let's trade for a little bit. And I trade them. I let them wear.
Because you're a good friend.
Yeah, I let them wear them and I'll wear the high heels. And I'm like, bitches, I'm tall for a minute. Okay, I'm done with these. Give me my shoes back.
Yeah. I'm a flat scroll. That is faux show. About four times a year, I'll bust out the heels.
Yeah. No, thanks. High-waisted skirts. Women love them because they're flattering around the midsection. Men hate them because they look like they're from the 50s and add extra volume.
I think high-waisted skirts are actually really sexy.
Yeah, like especially the pin-up.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's kind of hot.
I think so, too. I mean, because it'll accentuate your waist and your hips, and I think it gives you like a nice figure.
It makes your booty look awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't wear a ton of that kind of stuff, but when I see women wearing them, I always think it looks hot.
All right, next one, drop crotch pants.
Oh, is that like the, what, like?
Or like the crotch, like, so here's your natural crotch. It's down here, kind of like the
MC Hammer was, remember those big
parachute? Yeah, almost like that.
But like, they're ugly on everybody.
Wasn't it Justin Bieber that like wore those, and he was kind of the first one to.
Yeah, but everyone made fun of him. There's so many freaking memes out there that photoshopped
him. Saggy diapers.
Yeah, his saggy diapers. This is what happens when you go to the ocean for diaper.
Like, that is the type of pant that I would wear as like a sweatpant at home.
Yeah.
But not like a.
But even go out in these in public.
Yeah. Oh, no.
No, I think what you could do with it, because the crotch is so low, you stretch your legs out, you can use it as a table.
Yeah.
Put your snacks on there.
Like your things. It's my snack table.
I agree with that. It just, men think they're saggy and unflattering. Next one, also high-waisted shorts.
Yeah.
Same kind of thing. Fold over ankle boots. These boots are fairly popular among women, but men think they're hideous. Those little loose flaps on the boots make it look like something Link from The Legend of Zelda would wear.
Okay.
Like that, I guess.
Oh, yeah. All right.
I don't know. For me, I don't really like I think you have to have really thin and you have to be really tall for it to really look aesthetically pleasing. Not saying you're not going to rock if you're not this body type, but I think aesthetically pleasing, like like the really like the booty boots, their ankle boots. I don't really like those.
I've tried them on so many times because I see people wearing them and I think they're really cute. And like we have girls in this office that wear women in this office that wear them. And I'm always like, oh my God, where did you get those? And then I'll go try them on and I'm like, I look stupid.
Because it cuts off, if you're looking at aesthetic reasons, it cuts off the line of the leg, making your leg appear shorter, making you look shorter, and thus making you look kind of more slouchy. If you wear them with pants, fine.
Yeah.
But when they wear them, just they'll wear that with like a short skirt. It just bugs me.
Yeah.
It bothers me. I don't like it.
I can't pull it off. And I'm sure, I've got stumpy legs already. I don't need to make them look stumpier.
Nope. Next one, hair bows, like the giant hair bows everyone's wearing. It's like, hair bows.
Like where you make your hair look like a bow?
No, where like you actually put a big giant bow in your hair.
Oh,
that's a thing now?
I don't know. I've seen some people doing it, like more of the hipster vibe, or the kids that were emo and then went to hipster.
Yeah.
I remember the hipster or the emo kids in high school had like the little bows with their big old scene hair.
Oh my God. Really? In high school?
Oh yeah.
Like when you were in high school?
Yeah.
Oh
my gosh. Like the emo kids. That was the big thing when I was in high school.
It was a thing when I was in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all. We were probably on a different wavelength than Stanwood.
Yeah, California. That's where a lot of that stuff came out of.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think California got
that's where a lot of bands
first.
Like started coming out of.
And then you, what's it called? You kind of live out in the country-ish.
I remember recently, though, watching a tutorial, I was down the Pinterest, wormhole, and watched a girl do a tutorial on scene hair and, how much teasing she would do. And it was like, oh, my God.
No.
It looked like a lion's mane. It was insane.
I would never do that. I had friends whose girlfriends did that and a few guy friends that would do that, but no.
Yeah. We used to flat iron our hair. Like, that's all we did. Yeah. Like, a ton of hairspray is crunch, and then you get the shorter in the back and
I
stuff.
I totally had that hairspray. Yeah. We talked about this. I put Elmer's glue in it.
Yeah, we were talking about that. Yeah. Bad hair mistakes from the past.
Another one, which I want to disagree with. Screw you. Oversized sweaters.
Oh, I think oversized sweaters are cute.
Comfy.
It's like these sweaters are too big for the guys, so it's no wonder they don't like their girls wearing them. They feel emasculated. It's like, calm down. Nah, that one's stupid.
No, because if you're wearing it with leggings and some boots, really cute.
Yeah. It's very cozy.
Some accessories, a nice long necklace or a scarf.
You don't even need it. Yeah, maybe a scarf, but just that is like the coziest thing. Even if you're not going anywhere, or if you're going somewhere, it's just so comfy.
I'm excited. I just busted out my like fall and winter clothing. I switched the closet space, and I'm like,
I need to be doing that. I just pulled out this one, but it's still. Smells kind of like, like it's been stored for 6 months. But last one on the list is shoulder pads from the 80s. You know, like that's kind of a thing with some people. Yeah, I don't like shoulder pads in general unless you need a few.
Unless it's
little...
for a Halloween costume.
Yeah, I know. Like, I get some maybe, you know, if you, depending if you're not proportionate in the way you would like,
yeah.
I get, you know, even it out. But even then, I think I played the music again.
I was gonna say, I'm like, I'm here.
I accidentally played the music again. Sorry. Turn it off. There we go. Sorry, that was the intro again. Quietly
it's
playing.
It's beautiful.
My intro I worked so hard on.
Tirelessly. Days
getting
at
some
a time.
Good music. Anyways, what else should we talk about? Are we ready
what
to go?
What were we going
to
say about, you wanted to rebuttal the 10 with things that we don't like or what?
Oh, yeah. What's what are stuff that we think that guys wear that we don't necessarily like? Mm. And I know some of them I'm thinking of are kind of mean to certain geek communities, but I'm not a big fan of the fedora.
No, I don't like the fedora.
Like it was maybe cool for a split second. Like I like the idea.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, oh, because it's from a classic time and it's very, you know, sleek. Mm-hmm. But I don't feel like if you're not going to dress the full Monty, you're not going to do the whole thing, like the suit, the tie and stuff. It's not, it doesn't look good. It'd be like me wearing sweatpants and high heels.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm not a big fan of the fedora. So guys, that does not look good.
No, I don't like the fedora either at all.
It's played out now too.
Yeah.
It's just,
but like it's associated with certain geek communities to wearing them. And I don't want to say it because then it's like, oh, you're attacking them. I'm like, no, I'm not.
But it's just not your preferred style.
No, I'm like, if you're going to do it, I want you to dress the full meal deal, and then you can rock it.
I think
that's sexy, but otherwise, no. But a lot of people, I saw an article a while back saying that they like men should stop wearing cargo pants or cargo shorts.
That's stupid.
I love cargo shorts.
I love them on guys. And plus, they can carry all your crap.
Yeah. Which is exactly what happened at Pain in the Grass for me, because this purse, my giant bag, they wouldn't let me bring it in.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I had to unload my purse and put everything in Brad's pockets.
Perfect.
And he like one side of his shorts was my stuff and the other side was his stuff. It was amazing.
Yeah.
But I like cargo shorts. I think they're sexy.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think, some people are like, oh, that's the ultimate dad outfit. I'm like, no.
Oh god,
like,
no, that's fine.
They were wearing those in high school when I was in high school. I mean, cargo shorts have always been around.
Do you guys remember the cargo, the pant shorts, the ones that unzip and they became shorts?
Yes.
Just like,
is that still a thing? Does
I don't know.
Exist?
Maybe
for hiking or something,
or maybe children's clothing.
Yeah,
I haven't really seen adults wear.
No, I haven't
which
either.
Which is cool. It's fine.
Yeah, I've seen my fair share over the last month and a half.
Oh, you've been at the fair. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I really hate? White sneakers on guys.
Yes.
White sneakers.
Not like the how about the like the fancy brands, like the Adidas.
You know,
or...
Justin Timberlake wore white sneakers on Jimmy Fallon the other night and they looked okay, but they were like high tops. I'm not really into like super high top the look anyway. But I know that's a big thing, you know, amongst the young kids is the high top shoes. But a lot of times, the white sneakers look like retirement home Velcro shoes.
Yeah, they do. Or your child shoes.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
And I, not even going to lie, I made Brad throw his away. I was like, I won't allow this, which maybe, you know, call me a terrible girlfriend for making him get rid of a pair of shoes. But
should,
I'm
like,
I hate these shoes.
There's some that like they I don't want to give brands or anything, but there's the ones that you know you get like the off brand and they've probably had them forever and they're dirty as hell. It used to be white, but now they're just brown. They just look awful. They're the dad shoes.
Yep. Yeah.
It's like, there's so many other gray pairs of sneakers or even colors that you can get instead. Like, I like the high tops. I like high top shoes.
Yeah.
But I don't know. There's better shoes you can wear.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
just as comfortable that are just going to be as supportive.
When I think Brad hung on to one of his white sneakers and uses them for like the
yard work.
Shows.
Yeah.
But
fine.
I'm like, if you attempt to wear those in public, I will pretend like I don't know you. I will pretend that we don't know each other.
All right. What's an article of clothing you do not like?
I'm trying to think that one that really bothers me.
I don't like, I think it's
certain colors bother me. I don't know why.
I'm not a big fan of pastels on guys. Maybe because I wear so much dark, but when I see, like, and I think the guys who wear pastels typically are the ones I think of that wear, like, the polo shirts.
Yeah.
With,
yeah.
like, the short shorts, like, the short for
like
guys.
Chubbies?
I don't know what those are.
Chubbies are like the ones that are like mid thigh.
Oh, yeah,
like
thigh. Like they're above the knee.
They're called chubbies.
Yeah, they're above the knee, but they have that look like my daddy's gonna sue you kind of look.
Yeah.
And I do not like that.
Yeah, so Brad golfs. I keep referring to Brad's outfits, but he golfs. So a lot of times, he has a lot of polo shirts, and a lot of them are like the golf, like baby blue
pastels or
like a
pink
sea-foam green. Yeah. He has one that's kind of like a magenta, but those are like, that's like golf clothes.
Yeah.
You know, but
that's golf clothes fine. Is different.
Golf golf clothes, girls' golf clothes are sexy. I'm serious. Some of my girlfriends that golf, they have like really cute stuff.
Oh, really?
And then she'll have like her visor and her glove. I'm like, oh my God, Jen. My girlfriend Jen looks so sexy when she goes golfing. I'm just like,
I'm
going to
start
you.
Golfing just so I can dress up
like
that.
The clothes are really cute. Girl golf clothes are very cute.
I'm trying to think of other things that bother me. I'm not a big fan of ascots.
Like, what's
even
that?
If it's what Fred wore on Scooby-Doo. That orange thing.
Oh.
It's almost like a scarf, but it kind of stays in there. It's not a tie.
Do people wear that?
I don't know. But like when I see it like in magazines or like fashion things, I'm just like,
No.
I mean, I'm a very, like, I like guys with like band shirts and the cargo shorts and like Converse. Like, I think that's sexy.
Yeah.
I don't know. But even like suits and stuff, like, I like those. Like, those, don't get me wrong. I love a good a man in a suit.
Well, and I like it because, you know, a lot of, if you work in like a white collar industry where you dress up every day, I mean, maybe your girlfriend or wife gets used to seeing you that way. But like for me, I mean, Brad dresses blue collar, and so when he dresses up, I'm like, God damn.
Yeah, it's kind of like,
I get really excited.
Yeah, like a sleek suit that's fitted.
Yeah. Tailored. Like, he has like a couple tailored, nice tailored suits where I'm just like,
damn.
Look out, I'm going to climb you like a tree. I just might. Yeah, suits can be a lot of fun. But, oh, that actually reminds me. We're a big NFL watching household. Yes. Some of the suits that those, like the correspondents wear or the announcers wear are a joke. I'm like, you look like a freaking clown, man. Like, it'll be like a blue pinstripe, like baby blue pinstripes with like a yellow like Pocket handkerchief. Square. I'm just like, no, you look ridiculous.
So pretty outrageous.
And it takes away from everything else, because now I'm not even listening to you. I'm just looking at how ridiculous you look.
It's interesting. Like in photography, they tell you make sure to never really use a really elaborate looking frame or anything like that for your pictures, because you don't want the frame to be more interesting than your pictures.
Yeah,
and that's kind of the same thing in the situation. But like I do when you watch the Emmys and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Or like I was looking at pictures because that happened yesterday. Like, all the guys look the same. They're all wearing a black suit with either a bow tie or a tie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's like they all look alike. So when they ask, like, what are you wearing? It's like, does it matter? Like,
it doesn't matter. Like, did you see how hot the girls from Orange Is the New Black looked?
No, I got to look them up.
I think as far as, like, any group of people, you know, with nominations, the Orange Is the New Black girls were smoking hot. Like, I was creeping on them all day.
I was digging on the Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
So there's this one gal, Gwendolyn, I'm totally spacing out her last name right now. I think not Lily. It's just, no, not Gwendolyn Lily. It's, oh crap, it's something Christine. I don't know. I'll look her up real quick.
Gwendolyn Christine.
Gwendolyn Christine. She plays Brienne of Tarth.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like 6 foot tall.
Damn.
She's a big lady. But the character she plays is very masculine. She's a knight or kind of pseudo knight.
Yeah.
And she's just this badass fighter, badass, you know.
Sword wielding sex machine.
Yeah, Gwendolyn Christie. There you go.
Gwendolyn Christie.
And she's just. She's very, like, mannish in the show because she doesn't wear any makeup. She has short blonde hair.
Yeah.
She's 6'3".
Damn! Ooh.
So when she puts on makeup and she puts on these dresses, it is ridiculous.
She's making a statement.
Like, everything she wears is just super glamorous. Her hair is just, like, you know, to see her in makeup and, like, the bright lipstick. It's just,
well, maybe that's why the Orange Is the New Black girls were so, like, appealing to me, is because when they're, you know, in prison on the show, they don't have makeup on. They're not done up. They're in, you know, jumpsuits and stuff.
Well, they make them look even more raggedy.
Yeah, totally. And they all looked, I was distracted by them yesterday. Very much so. Distracted.
But it gets to the point where, like, I think guys' suits need to be a little bit more interesting. There needs to be something, a touch of flair, but I think the powder blue, you know, suit with like a yellow pocket square, not so much.
Yeah, it just looked a little loud. It was a little loud.
Yes.
A little loud.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of anything else that bothers me. I like bow ties. I think bow ties are cute. My roommate's kind of ruined it.
I'm a big fan of beanies. I love beanies. I mean, I wear a lot of beanies, but I don't like the beanie drooping off the back of the head look. You know what I mean?
So you mean the used condom look?
Yes! That is a great visual.
Just the tip.
And that I don't love, especially on guys. Mm. And I know it's kind of maybe more of like a hipster thing, I think. But
I do that to put like my hair up. Like, I don't want my hair in. So it's like, that's my hair in there.
Yeah. And that's, you know, if it's a hair holder, then that's understandable. But like, when a guy's doing it, I'm like, what, do you have like bobby pins in there holding that to your hair?
Yeah, like how is it not just bloop,
like that. But I do like
a guy with a beanie. Hats,
I love beanie
hat.
Yeah. Hats are great.
I like jerseys, but if that's your only outfit, like every day of the week, like different, you know, basketball jerseys, I'm like,
I'm not so much into basketball jerseys. I like football jerseys.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've never really been big into the NBA. I mean, when we had the Sonics here and I was like a little kid, we used to go to a lot of games. But, you know, I kind of lost its luster for me after like didn't have a team.
There's people who really like the basketball jerseys and the look of them, and I'm just not into it. And, like, even the basketball shorts, Like, yeah. There's guys that wear them, like, on a regular basis. Yeah, I don't like that I'm
either.
Just like,
no.
Every now and then it's
put
cool.
Put on some
it's
pants.
Almost like the legging thing. It's like, oh, we're legging sometimes, but I'll wear pants sometimes. Yeah. You can wear your basketball shorts sometimes, but you have to wear actual pants sometimes or shorts, real shorts.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know. That's
tucked in shirts bother me too. When they tuck in t-shirts to shorts. Yeah. And I've seen a lot of that just as of recent in all age groups. And I'm like,
I was going to say, what age? I keep thinking like 40s and 50s.
That's what I thought too. But no, it's kind of a broad spectrum, I guess.
Well, I know some guys will do the tuck to like show off the belt buckle or something. And I'm not a big fan
no,
of that.
No, and these aren't like the roadie. I mean, cowboy, that's fine if they're doing with the belt buckle. And
but those aren't t-shirts.
Different.
Typically, they're wearing
button
downs.
These are guys like into shorts. And the white tennis shoes, and with the t-shirts.
So many bad choices.
And yes, it's a collection of poor choices. But I was surprised at some of the age groups. I was kind of like, wow, I didn't think it seeped down that low.
Yeah. Or like if they're not wearing the white tennis shoes, they're wearing the white long socks with sandals.
Oh my God. I saw a guy yesterday in Everett riding a bike with socks and sandals. Which that's like so many things not okay. And he wasn't wearing a helmet, which is very dangerous.
Damn.
Yeah.
Like
but
I get
I'm
it.
Like, what are you're on a bicycle? What are you wearing sandals for, you crazy ass?
That's like, why I have get, the socks like, on. It protects his feet.
Well, like, I was gonna say it's kinda cold. It was a little rainy. You know? So you put the socks on, but it's still comfy. You want to wear your sandals. Like I remember being a kid and doing that, like you know, to go out and get the garbage or take out the garbage. And I'm like, okay, this is kinda comfortable, I get it, but it's a no no.
Yesterday we were doing some yard work and stuff and I had forgotten something out by the car, and so I had just showered and I had white socks on and I slipped on my black Crocs to go outside and I was like, wow, you look like a hot mess. Thank God. I mean, I wasn't going out into public by any means, but I still was like, wow, this is bad. You look like a freak.
There is a one time I went to so I live like a block away from a grocery store. Sometimes you're running, oh, I'm missing an ingredient or I just need something for dinner. You don't want to get dressed up. It's just a grocery store. It's just, you know, a block away. What am I worried about? So I went in like sweatpants and like my UGG type shoes and just like a baggy t-shirt. My hair was up in a bun. Didn't care. And there's this crazy homeless lady. And I know because we have a lot of those around my house. And she was just talking to herself. And as I'm walking by her, she's just like, she's a lesbian. I'm just like, what? I'm sorry. No. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being a lesbian. But I'm just like, okay, this is the last time
this outfit is giving the wrong impression.
I was just trying to make it look like I'm a carefree girl that, you know, is, you know, just low maintenance, but apparently I look, you know.
I woke up on Friday morning not this past Friday, but the Friday before, and just kind of had one of those mornings where I woke up on the wrong side of the bed, and I went to our local grocery store down the street, and I was in, like, sweatpants and flip-flops, and I'm like, wow. And I hadn't showered. I don't even know if I'd brushed my teeth. And I just kind of looked at myself in the mirror when I got home, and I was like, oh, you're the people that they talk about on the news. Like, that's what you look like. You look like people of Walmart, you know, style. And you know, sometimes you just kind of say, F it.
Exactly.
I don't care. And I don't mean to sound like super, like a terribly superficial person talking about all these styles that I hate, but we all have our things that we appreciate or don't appreciate.
Now, what was the one thing I did not, crap, I had something to go off on that. No, when your hair is a mess, you put it up, you're like, okay, I'm going to shower now. And you've been looking like crap all day. You take your hair down and take a shower, and then it looks ridiculously adorable. Mm-hmm. And then you go and you mess it up.
Yep.
And you can't recreate it. But I found this list, again, like just on my phone real quick. 13 pieces of clothing guys need to burn immediately.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, guys, we need to have a talk. Our gender is slowly dipping into the fashion abyss. This is a man talking to men. Now, I know what you're thinking, but when you walk out of your room looking like you threw a bunch of fabrics together, you need some help. So please grab a pencil. The first one does say cargo pants, which we already said, screw you.
I like cargo.
They're fine.
Clip-in bow ties.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind bow ties, but I think if you're going to wear a bow tie, at least learn how to do it.
Do it upright.
Yeah. The shoes with the toes.
Oh, yeah.
Did I tell you about the time I went on a date with a guy who's wearing that?
To your date?
Yeah. I went, okay, so this guy was vegan, and I'm like, not for like animal abuse purposes or anything. He was just like, it was healthier and I've never been as healthy as I am. Okay, cool. Guess we're going to a vegan restaurant. And he wore a Marvin the Martian t-shirt with holes in it.
Oh.
I think cargo shorts, which I didn't care. But then these ugly toe shoes.
No.
And second date, wore the exact same thing.
No.
The exact same thing. What? So I'm just like, Marvin the Martian, do you have just one outfit?
Maybe
and those
just
ugly ass shoes.
Like Marvin the Martian is probably my favorite of the cartoon world.
Cool.
I collected Marvin the Martian like trinkets as a kid, but I wouldn't wear a Marvin the Martian shirt on any date.
No.
No.
Ever.
No.
And toe shoes,
No. So that is not, and plus I think they've disputed that it's not actually that good for you anyways. Those shoes, they say, oh, it's so good for your back and your posture. That's the natural way to run. I'm like, yeah, but we haven't been running this way, so yeah, it's not natural.
For many years because now we've like bred, you know, that out.
men with, number four, skinny jeans. There's a distinct line between skinny and slim fit.
So, yeah, if the guy's jeans are tighter than mine, mm-hmm. that's, I don't like that.
Yeah. There's this guy I kind of went on a pseudo date with, but he's so emo. I'm just like, you're so nice and you're so creative and I like talking to you, but his hair is the emo hair and he's kind of a ginger. So, I mean, it looks good. He does it well, but it's just like,
yeah.
And then he has really tight jeans.
Oh my God.
And then he showed me his music because he's in a band and he's doing his solo work. His band stuff was great. Reminded me of Imagine Dragons, a good vibe. The music video was great. And then I listened to his solo work and watched his solo music video. So I'm just like, oh my God, this is what I listened to when I was 15. Like,
oh, wow.
Super emo.
Yeah.
I'm just like, okay.
And we're done.
Number five, deep Vs.
I don't like the deep V at all.
I don't mind like a V-neck
is fine. Yeah. But if it's going down like between your pecs, that's gross.
Yeah, that's exactly ridiculous. This picture.
Ew, that was, no.
This is a BuzzFeed article, by the way.
Oh my God, that is so hideous.
Number six, man Uggs. Guys,
I don't know
Uggs.
If I've ever even seen that.
That was big, like right by the beach.
Uggs were like a beach shoe.
I mean, I had them since I was a baby. We've always had them because you warm after you come home from the beach. If you go in the morning, you go surfing, your feet
gotta
are cold.
Keep your feet warm.
You just throw them on afterwards. Yeah. So, I don't have a problem with them.
I don't think I've seen it.
I think it's just kind of taken over by the basic white girl bitch kind of thing.
Yeah.
Basic bitch, you know, with your latte and your. Your leggings and your North Face jacket or fleece sweater or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Free t-shirts. Oh, you got it for free? It's thrifty. Like, you know, they're usually like, you know, a weird off-brand soda, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Ones you get.
Yeah.
Like, we get a lot of free t-shirts here.
We do.
It's so funny to see, like, the guys wearing them. And I'm just like, do you listen to that band? Do you like this product? Like, no. But it was free.
Well,
free.
That's, Brad doesn't drink and he wears so much, like brewery stuff, like and beer, like promotional beer stuff, and he gets it for free at work all the time, but he doesn't drink. He's just advertising.
Kind of funny.
Free clothes.
The manpris, they're like capris, but for men.
Ooh.
Oh.
Like
yeah,
no.
I'm not
a big fan of capris on women, and like I guess it depends on the pant. Like
I like dress capris a little bit, like with if a businesswoman, you know, sometimes they have like dress capris with heels. Those can look really cute. But I don't really wear capris.
I'll roll up my jeans sometimes just because I'm like that weird height where the regulars are too long, but the shorts are too, so I'll just like roll them up a little bit.
Yeah. See, that's the difference between rolling them up and the capri itself. I think the roll up kind of gives it a nice, a touch. Like, I don't know, it makes it interesting.
Yeah.
I think just the one it cuts up there and it's just like, all right, cool.
Totally.
Yeah. Number nine, anything worn on the Jersey Shore. Fair enough.
Yeah.
I am not a fan of anything that looks like it could be, you know, the affliction, the glitter or whatever. Not the glitter, but
the rhinestones.
Yeah, the rhinestone stuff. I see you wearing that. I'm like, mm-mm.
The studded jeans and everything.
A guy that used to front my dad's band, who was like a 50-something-year-old man, would wear Ed Hardy shirts to every gig. Mm. And I was just like, bro.
Dude, that was the 50-year-old's jam. That's all they wore. I thought it was super cool.
Dude, I think what's sexier is just like a tight black shirt with nothing on it.
Yes.
That's much better.
Yes.
Yep. No, don't. Don't do it. Future boyfriend, husband, please never wear those.
No.
Or like the pants, like same with the pants, the embroidered pants with like all the weird designs with like the crosses on the back.
Gross,
fancy pockets,
gross, gross,
with
gross,
the buttons
gross.
And everything.
No.
Just get a pair of Levi's, man.
Just a pair of nice black jeans with a nice black tight shirt or white shirt even.
Oh, yeah.
Classic. 10 untailored suits.
Yeah.
11 saggy pants.
I do not enjoy saggy pants at all. Like, pull that up.
It's I'm like looking at it now. I'm like, it does look like you have a dirty diaper in there. It's like you do not look cool.
Well, it's just sloppy. It's sloppy. Or have you ever seen a guy in like saggy jeans, like trying to run across the street, and he's pulling them up
with
the
waddle kind of run?
Like, you look so ridiculous. What a joker.
Number 12 is a man cowl. So you know what a cowl is? It's almost like think of a infinity scarf, but bigger.
Oh, so like a big
almost like a big poofy thing.
Yeah, no, I don't like that.
I like cowls,
yeah,
but I think it makes you look a little pretentious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, this guy's cute. Just take that off. number 13, flip-flops and socks.
Yeah.
And so this person's like, is half your closet empty now? No problem. Just, you know, go to the mall. You deserve it.
Flip-flops are fine. Like, I know some people don't like guys in flip-flops. I have no problem with
guys
in flip-flops.
No
but if you're throwing some socks in the mix, that's awful.
It also, I think, you know, make sure you don't have to get them manicured or anything, but just make sure your nails are
properly. Just make sure they're trimmed. They're clean. Like, there's not like talons as you're like walking around. Yeah. Like,
this was disgusting. Friend's friend, and I knew him in high school too, but he drove me insane. So I was like, I don't really want to hang out with you, but I'll hang out with you in a group. Mm-hmm. And he apparently, this was the excuse my other friend did. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with his toes? He's like, well, he hasn't been in a relationship for a very long time, so he's not upkeeping. And they look like. Have you guys seen, The Animal with, Rob Schneider?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember that scene, at the end where they're trying to figure out who the other animal is and, the scientist pulls his socks off and his toenails are just huge and gnarly? It's
in Dumb and Dumber when they're, with the sand belt or whatever.
Yeah, the sander. But it was basically just, almost, talon-like. They were long.
Gross.
They were just, curled and everything. I'm just like, what the hell? You wear Converse. How does that not get in the way?
Yeah, hurt?
Being in a relationship is one thing, but being in public is another.
Yeah, I don't need to see that. And he's like, he's not in a relationship. I don't care. I don't care.
So everything goes out the window if you're not in a relationship? It's just F it.
Hygiene, man. Hygiene. Know.
All right, well, on that note, we'll leave you thinking about that deliciousness.
You can build up that gorgeous fall wardrobe with our tips.
Yeah.
Very helpful tips.
The thing that said about cowls, it said scarves are okay.
Scarves are okay. It's cold around here in the winter.
You know, it's nice. I like scarves. Yeah. Just in the face. But yeah, hopefully you learned some stuff. We learned some stuff too about what guys
don't
like.
You learned how pretentious we are.
No, but yeah, we want to know what are some trends that women love or that you think women kind of overuse that you think maybe not so flattering or not so great. We want to hear from you guys. Ladies, do you have anything to add on either list? We want to hear from you. Mm-hmm. But yeah, thank you for joining us for another episode of the broadcast.
Bye.
Bye.